if you have the truth, they're coming after you. Now, the only tool they can use is the drama, the sine wave drama. There's no other tool. Why would they use the sine wave drama? Because the sine wave is based on time, cycles. A sine wave can be plotted like a clock. And so the sine wave time befalling system, because time means befall, is what? A wave up and down, up and down. So your body's a ship, your body, soul, spirit. You're walking down here, you're a ship. Your spirit's outside, but they can only attack your body ship. And they're going to use words, because words are powerful. They're going to use every trick that the devil can come up with, but there's no new trick, so you've seen it 1,000 times. Just turn on Jerry Springer and you see the game. The Jerry Springer game. And so this sine wave drama system is so off the roof ridiculous that if you don't wake up to it, you're not going to find stability. That stability only comes to you through Jesus. Faith alone in the finished work of Jesus. Let me say it again. Faith alone in the finished work of Jesus. Appropriated by faith what he did at the cross. In other words, you have no power, you have no strength to beat the devil and his system, because it's a hive mind and they are crazy and they all work together as a team. They don't even know they're doing it. They get taken over. They get possessed. They get taken captive at will. These people are real. These people are real. It's not a game. And all they can do is the same game. And so how do you get your stability? How do you break free from the sine wave, from the drama, from the insanity, because here's what's going to happen. I saw it. So when you have like 10,000 subscribers, they're going to play so many games in the background, you don't know who's on your team or not. They try to flip everything upside down. And you think, well, who's on my team? Who can I really depend on? Who can you depend on? And they're doing it to you, and it could be in your bloodline. It could be in your neighborhood. It could be anywhere. I promise you, there's always this hive mind network going on to cause confusion and division, and it never ends. Because that's all they know. They don't know what unity is. They don't know what real love is. They don't know what peace is. They don't know what loyalty is. They don't know. They don't have truth. So all they can do is go live in delusions, believe in lies. They have no sound doctrine. It's just doctrines of demons, doctrines of devil. And so if they don't have any truth, all they have is lies. And what is a lie? Delusion, illusion, insanity. Only way you're going to find peace is cut them off. Start isolating the agents little bit by little, and don't let them back in, because they're always going to try to get back in. Unless they get a new heart, unless they get regenerated, they're always going to be trying to get back in. It never ends, because the sine wave is just a repeat every day. It's the same old, same old. It just keeps happening over and over and over. And you would think they would say, you think they would cry out to God and say, why am I doing all this? Why am I causing this trouble? Why am I causing this division? Why am I stuck in the loop? Instead of crying out to God, they promote it. They try to become masters at the sine wave. They become masters at deception. They become masters at the narcissism agenda. the narcissistic agenda. They become masters at it. They initiate it. They start it. If they don't cry out to God, what's the Bible say? The Bible says, be as wise as serpents, but gentle as doves. So what is a serpent? The snake, it's a sine wave. They become masters at the sine wave. They become masters at projection. They become masters at gaslighting. They become masters at flipping reality. They become master deceivers to try to put their identity on you and your identity onto them. They become masters at stealing, killing, and destroying, and flipping things upside down and convoluted at every turn. And here's what they'll say, because I went to court with one of them, and I know what they say. They'll say, well, it's so convoluted and insane that nobody can figure it out, not even a judge. That's their goal, to make it so convoluted that nobody can see through it or figure it out. And they are the puppet master, and the puppet master is pulling the strings and trying to cause drama in everybody, but the puppet master is not being seen because everybody else around the puppet master is in drama and mad and angry and upset and bitter and unforgiveness and all that stuff. The puppet master is a master at getting everybody distracted, but they sit there looking like they're the cool, calm, cool, and collective one. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is real. This is how the hive mind works, and this is how the handlers, which are the puppet masters, this is how they work. They create all this drama to take attention off themselves. And they get some weird, convoluted feeling about the evil that they did. They love the evil. They love the chaos. They love the drama. They love the projection. They love the fake reality. They really love fake reality. They think it's that they created. They love creating a universe that's fake, that everybody's believing a lie. They paint this image that's not even real. They paint an image that's not even real. It's bizarro land. It's so bizarro land, there's no words for it. There's just no words for it. And the reason they do it, because they're bored. They either do that or they jump off a bridge and kill themselves, because they really have nothing else. They don't have love. They don't have truth. They don't have loyalty. They don't have respect. They don't have anything that's eternal. They only have the temporal. And the temporal is bitterness and hatred and drama and chaos and nothing but the flesh, the world, and the pride of life. They don't have any kind of eternal stability, so they have to try to create it in other people, because think about it. Everything's a copy down here. They want to make copies of themselves. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make a copy of themselves and project it onto you. For real. Like I say, I've seen it, and the only way you're going to break free from it is start cutting them off, taking notes, paying attention to how you think. When you're around a certain person, pay attention to your thoughts. If you're around a person and they project some kind of weird, they try to project some kind of guilt trip or some kind of dark thoughts or some kind of shame or past, or if they try to project some kind of weird, there's one thing that I noticed growing up. There's some people in your family, in your bloodline, they'll try to be, and if somebody, especially if somebody has money, they try to be like they know it all. There's some kind of authority in your life because they got more money or something, or a nicer car, and you're just like, just because you got a
a good job don't mean that you even know what you're talking about. And they actually try to use their position as a power play to try to be over authority over you, and when they're not even your authority. And it's like, what in the world? What kind of convoluted mindset is that? Because they're insecure deep down, and they gotta have somebody under them because of their insecurity. Seriously. They're so insecure, they have to have somebody under them to make them feel like they got something. And they ain't got nothing. They're kind of just stupid, to be honest with you. If you talk to them long enough, most of them are just dumb. And they're not introspective at all. They have no introspection. It's just, and their words are just frivolity or frivility, or I think it's frivolity. Just frivolous. Their words are just frivolous, and they have nothing really of substance to even talk about. It's sick. That's the Freemason upside down system that you live in. It's upside down, and it's sick, and it's twisted, and it's convoluted. And if you talk to them, associate with them, commune with them, you'll be just like them. And that's their whole purpose, to make you into a copy of them. But God's purpose is to make you into a copy of Jesus. It's sick, people. Just think about what I'm telling you. Get by yourself. Cut your phone off for 2 or 3 days. Cut it off. Get by yourself. If you can get by yourself for 10 years, you'll really see it. But if you can't get by yourself for 10 years, at least get by yourself for 10 hours. But if you can get by yourself for 10 years, you'll see through this whole ridiculous, insane, upside down, stupid system that the devil's created. And he's actually programmed people that think they think they're doing something, but they're just running on a program. They think it's them. They think it's them, but they're running on a program. It's sick. It's really sick.